Amen. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The King James Version reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Be careful for nothing. The word careful here is to be anxious, to be troubled with cares, to care for, look out for a thing, or to seek to promote one's interests. We live in an anxious world. We live in a world plagued with anxiousness, full of anxiety, a world troubled with cares and trying to attain peace. We live in an anxious world. A world seeking to promote itself. People seeking to promote their interests. Troubled or anxious. Trying to add to its stature, taking too much thought of life and self. Anxious for things, anxious for position, anxious for security, anxious over things. We live in a world that is anxious, full of anxiety, spirit of anxiety, or spirit of anxiousness. I'd like to say tonight that the way of the believer is to be different. Our life is to be different. We are supposed to be free of anxiety. We read verses like Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, the message reads, if God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never seen. Think about it tonight. Don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. You see, it is God's design and desire that we live at peace. It is not God's design and desire that we be anxious. The peace that the Bible is talking about is a peace that does surpass human understanding. It's a peace that displaces worry at the center of our lives. It's a peace that guards our hearts, a peace that guards our minds. It actually speaks of the keeping of the Lord. How many want to be kept by the Lord? Back to our main text, the Passion Translation reads, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding, I mean, it is far beyond human understanding, will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. We live in an anxious world, but we're not to be of this world. We're to be in this world. We are those that have the peace of God reigning in our lives. We are not to be plagued by anxiety. That is not the design nor the desire of God for any one of us. The Amplified Bible, it says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatsoever, whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I want to ask tonight, probably what might seem like a silly question, but do we believe that God will provide for us? In our heart of hearts, do we believe that God will provide for us? Do we believe that God has good in mind for us? Do we believe verses like Jeremiah 29:11, for we quote it often, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you a future and a hope. I want to ask tonight, do we believe that if we seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, He will take care of us? Because that's what the Word says. And so I would ask tonight, what are we anxious for? Or what is it that has us without peace? What has us anxious? Plagued with anxiety? What are the cares? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And when we look at the word care used here in 1 Peter 5:7, we look it up and we read anxiety. You see, the Lord knows us perfectly, and He knows what is right for us, and He knows when is right for us. I'd ask tonight, why then would we be anxious? If we know that He is working out every detail, why would we be anxious? If we truly believe the Word of God and we believe God that He has spoken and His Word is true, why? Why the anxiety? But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things shall be added. Do not be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for no thing. But go to God in prayer. Go to God with thanks. And let this divine peace guard your heart and guard your mind through Christ Jesus. We need our hearts guarded. We need our minds guarded. And the only guarding that we'll do is the guarding of the Lord. Matthew 6, 25 to 33. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I mean, these are quite the words. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And so, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The word thought, or taking thought, again, when we look it up, is to be anxious. It's to be troubled with cares. It's to care and look out for a thing, to seek to promote one's interests. And I'd say tonight that the Lord has something much greater in mind for us than the anxious life of the unbeliever. The Lord has a far greater life for us. He comes with his peace. That anxiety would be stripped off of us, that the anxiousness that is inside, all that worry would be displaced at the center of our life, and that we would trust in his care. We'd throw our lives completely into the hands of the Lord, knowing that he's a good God. I recently read this quote, and we have it on the screen. God looks at the anxious and says, I tore my son to shreds for you, and you're afraid I will not give you what you need. Why the anxiety? Why are we anxious? I mean, look at what he's already done. What more could we ask for? And I wonder if that's the issue. We are afraid God is going to shortchange us. And so we're anxious. I mean, we say we believe in him. We quote verses like Jeremiah 29:11. Man, we got Matthew 6:33 plastered all over our house. We quote these scriptures. We speak them out. But at the same time, we're just filled with anxiety. We're so anxious. So filled with worry. We don't have the peace of God reigning in us, guarding our hearts and guarding our minds. Is it because we're afraid God is going to shortchange us and therefore we're anxious? I don't know if he's going to really come through for me, or I don't know if he's going to come through the way I want him to come through. And so we're anxious. We're filled with anxiety. Again, Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Got 3 points tonight. Point number one, if we are anxious, it's time to go to God in prayer. We're just going to take it right out of the scripture. And that's what the word says. That if we are anxious, if we have worry at the center of our life and we need displaced, we need to go to God in prayer. I believe that if we are truly going to God in prayer, the care and the worry and the anxiety will be healed. It will fall off of us. It will be displaced. But we have to take it to God. You see, the word says, go to prayer. New King James Version, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. The Passion Translation, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Listen to these words, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God. And the Amplified Bible reads, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition. You know, I wonder tonight, where are we going with our anxiety? Are we going to God with the worry? Are we carrying it into the presence of the Lord? Are we running to the Lord? Are we taking it to Him? Are we heading into prayer? Is our day saturated in prayer? Regardless of what it is we are anxious over or anxious for, where are we headed with our anxiousness? Number two tonight, if we are anxious, it's time to go to God with thanks. The New King James Version reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." I love that it says thanksgiving. We're not going to replace the word. We're not going to try and put some other word in there. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And again, the Passion Translation, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God. Listen to these words with overflowing gratitude. You know, perhaps we are going to God with nothing but anxiety. Nothing but care. Nothing but worries. Nothing but fretting. Where is the thanks? Where is the thanksgiving for all that He's already done? For all that He's already provided? I wonder what it would be like if our prayer life and the prayers we are praying were recorded and played for everybody. Would it change our utterance? Would it change our words? But here we are praying to God Almighty, the one who tore His Son to shreds for us, and we're anxious? Like, I don't know if He's going to provide, and so we just come in and we dump it all on God. And listen, God can handle it. But it's just the worry, it's the care, it's the concern. It's not mingled with thanksgiving. There's no gratitude. We're not overflowing with gratitude. Thank you, Lord. You know. But here I am seeking first the kingdom and righteousness. I know You're going to take care of me. You see, those prayers sound a lot different than just the outflow of anxiousness and worry and fretting. Anxiety is a killer. Anxiety suffocates thanksgiving. It blinds us. All the things we have to be thankful for, and we get a little anxious or anxiety takes over, big or small, and all of a sudden there we are. Thanksgiving is destroyed. We come into times of prayer, our thanksgiving is suffocated. We come into times of worship, the thanksgiving is suffocated because we're full of anxiousness. We're full of anxiety. We got too much worry at the center of our life. One week full of thanksgiving and gratitude, I mean, overflowing. And the next week, it's suffocated. A suffocated prayer warrior, a suffocated worshiper, a suffocated church attender, a suffocated saint, all because we haven't brought thanksgiving. Now something changes, doesn't it, when you begin to praise God and thank Him? It's so true. It's like all of a sudden that anxiety, that anxiousness is displaced at the center of your life. You are set free. And I would challenge all of us to go deeper with our thanksgiving and our gratitude and pour it out before God. Because I wonder sometimes if He's sitting up in heaven saying, "Yes, I know. I know the worry. I know the fret. I know the anxiety. I know what you need. And he's just waiting for one to turn to thanksgiving, to pour out praise, to pour out gratitude. Thank you, Father. Anxiety is a killer. Our lips speak worry when they should be speaking worship. Our voices sing grief when they should be singing gratitude. Again, the message reads, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Number three, if we are anxious, it's time to aid our hearts and minds. We've already covered this, but again, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 in the New King James Version, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, we need the peace of God guarding our hearts and our minds. We need the peace of God keeping our hearts and our minds. We need Christ to displace the worry at the center of our life, and only He can do it. Nothing else can do it. No one else can do it. And so what kind of peace are we chasing after when the only peace that is going to help is the peace that comes from Him? You see, the world is chasing peace. And so too, those that are full of anxiety and anxiousness, they just want the storm calm. But the only hope is to go to God in prayer and to go to God with thanks and to let Him aid our hearts and our minds. You know, the enemy loves anxious believers. He loves to get that deep inside of us. He loves to have us plagued with anxiety, worry at the center of our life. We don't have that freedom because he knows if he can get that worry going in our life and ruling in our life, he's going to suffocate the thanks. It might even shut down the prayer. It might see us exit the house of the Lord. See us turn from God and say, where are you? Question God. Question his provision. Question his promises. Start to tweak the word. Like, I don't know if that's really applicable for us, you know. I mean, that's Old Testament. This one that's New Testament, I mean, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things might be added unto you. And we start, you know, it just starts to change in our mind. Our confession changes. The word on our lips changes. We start to question the promises of God. We go to our fridge and we take down that magnet because we're just not quite sure. And we tuck it in the drawer. And if God comes through, put it right back up. But until then, you know, I'm just not sure. Or we walk past the fridge and we never look at that magnet. You know what I'm talking about? You never look at it because you're just not sure. Lord, help us. You know that He Himself is peace. It's Him that comes to aid our hearts and our minds. It's Him that comes to guard our hearts and guard our minds. I don't know what other kind of military force you're looking for, or I'm looking for, or we're looking for, but there is nothing greater than the guarding and the keeping of God. So why would we run anywhere else? Why would we look to anyone else? Why would we go anywhere else? It's worth repeating tonight. God looks at the anxious and says, I tore my son to shreds for you. and you're afraid I will not give you what you need. A.W. Tozer said these words, "When I understand that everything is happening to me, that everything that is happening to me is to make me more Christ-like, it resolves a great deal of anxiety." And I just believe someone can take that tonight as a word. Whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, his words are this: when I understand that everything happening to me is to make me more Christ-like, it resolves a great deal of anxiety. So no matter what we're facing, God is also working on us, isn't he? He's processing us. He's trying to change us. He's trying to take us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And those seasons come where we might feel lack and we feel like God's holding out on us. He's trying to make us more Christ-like. And we could give many examples tonight. And so that right there should just take the worry right out of us. It should resolve a great deal of anxiety. We should just rest in the peace of God, knowing that he's perfecting us, and thank him that he cares enough to make us like Jesus. So what has us anxious? Troubled with cares, seeking to promote one's interests. We've already established that according to the Word of God tonight, that there is peace available. There is peace for all of us. The guarding of the Lord and the keeping of our God. I thought about this. Are we going to God or Google? Are we going to God or social media? Are we seeking the Lord's will or our own will? Are we desperate for what we think right or what he knows is right? You see, it is not the Lord's design or desire that we are anxious, and so if we are anxious, we have to go to prayer. And we have to begin to thank him. And we have to allow him to guard our hearts and our minds. We actually have to open up and say, come, guard my heart and guard my mind. I give it to you, Lord. We can give our hearts over to a lot of things, our minds over to a lot of things. We can have the worship team return tonight. David Wilkerson said these words. Again, the scripture, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus," our text. He continues, "When I reread this passage recently, I was struck by something I had never seen before. Paul instructs us to stop worrying, go to God with prayer and supplication, and thank him for the answer. But he never says anything about getting answers. Paul says nothing about receiving a word of direction, deliverance, miracles, or healing. Instead, he says we receive a gift of the peace of God. God answers all our requests and supplications with the gift of his peace. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." In other words, God's first answer to our every prayer and heart cry is his peace. All praying people have this one thing in common. No matter how bad they feel, going into their secret closet of prayer, they come out filled with his peace. God has limited himself to his own government. This is known as the providence of God. He does things here and there, preparing people's hearts and orchestrating events. But until his providence works out the answer to your prayer, he says, "I am going to give you not what you think you need, but what I know you need, peace of mind and heart." Many of us wrestle with the Lord in prayer. We petition him with crying and tears. We pound heaven's gates. We claim every promise. But as the days, weeks, and months go by, we begin to wonder, "Why won't you answer, Lord? What is blocking my prayer? What have I done to grieve or displease you?" The fact is, God already has said to us, here is my peace that passes all understanding. Take it and let it rule in your heart while I work out all things for your good. We are to be kept in God's peace until his promise is worked out by the Holy Spirit. Hold on to his peace and let it rule and reign in your heart. Let's stand tonight. You know, if we're honest, it's often just things we are anxious for. And if it's his thing, it will come in due time. I ask tonight, will you trade your anxiety for peace? Will we trade anxiousness for peace? And we are not speaking of a natural peace. Will we leave anxiousness at the altar tonight and leave this place fueled and ruled by his peace? Will we pray? Our days saturated in prayer? Will we pour out gratitude and lavish thanksgiving on our faithful Savior? Will we let our hearts and minds be aided? One last quote tonight. William Gurnall said these words, "Your Heavenly Father is so eager to care for you that while you are timidly asking for a nibble of peace and joy, he is longing for you to open your mouth wide so he can fill it. The more often you ask, the better. And the more you ask for, the more he welcomes you." Let's just begin to lift up this song of praise tonight. Maybe right now in this place, you're filled with anxiety, anxiousness. Your life is just plagued with worry deep down inside. You know it's affecting you. It's affecting your prayer life. It's affecting worship. It's affecting your home life, your marriage. It's affecting relationships, affecting your work. So many things it could be affecting tonight. God wants that worry displaced at the center of your life. It might be health tonight. It might be a doctor's diagnosis, a prescription over your life, or declaration over your life, and you're just filled with anxiety, you're anxious, and you're worried. And God says, even that, I just want to clear it out. I want my peace to come. My peace to come and guard your heart and guard your mind. Whatever it is tonight, if you need to respond to the Lord, the altar is always open. If you need prayer, the team would love to pray with you. If you need right now, as we sing this out, to go to God in prayer yourself, go to God in prayer yourself. If it's been too long since you poured out thanksgiving and gratitude, pour it out. Thank God for his peace. Thank God for the answer that he is bringing. Thank him that he's faithful. Declare his goodness and let your heart and mind be aided tonight. Thank you, Lord.